Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee, and we are your podcast discovery
show.
Felt like we needed a jingle.
Dude, I'm telling you, I am loving everything that we do. Mm-hmm. Well, except for the fact that all my friends now call me to be like, hey, so I just finished my podcast. Can you recommend anything? I'm like, watch the show.
Watch the show.
That's all we're doing is recommending podcasts, letting people know what is amazing out there.
We're not sitting here playing tiddlywinks, guys. Okay? We're not out here playing pinochle or none of the above. We're out here giving you the actual factual on what you should be getting your ears into.
But I'm like, I'm finding good stuff.
Speaking of, we're going to start your day off, or morning, night, whenever you're listening to this. We're going to start your moment off on a murder. Most foul. This one is called Disappearance. It's hosted by Sarah Turney. This is such a really good podcast that I think you guys will enjoy, mainly because, and not enjoy from a good space, but just listening to.
People love the true crime. So you.
Yes.
And it's not even, I don't think it's even like a pure love for crime. It's just the fascination behind it.
I think it's that. And with Disappearance, she's still trying to help solve some of these crimes, right? And I think when there is a tragedy happening, like one of the stories is a 6-year-old kid who like begged his parents to let him walk to the bus stop alone. Right. I remember doing that because I have a really good memory with certain things. I remember going through that with my parents and they finally did, only for him to disappear.
That, like, as a father, that is like the biggest fear you could ever have is like, finally, you're going to let your kid walk to the bus stop. Like, I'm going to let them be independent. I'm going to let them do what they want.
Yeah.
But then to get kidnapped or whatever the story is, like, that's really
And have no
scary.
Peace. Like, some of these stories have no closure. Some of them, you know, they take you on the entirety of how the disappearance was resolved or not resolved. I listen to true crime because most of the time, I'm listening out for different ways to protect myself.
Or to kill someone.
Or to kill an ex that thought he was gonna cheat on me and live to tell the tale.
And to get away with it. And that's why you went to law school.
That's why I went to freaking law school. I was going to let you bring it up. Because, see, I'm tired of you giving me shade every time I have to remind these people that the sis knows 15 ways to commit the murder and 30 ways to not end up on murder most of all. Check it out. Disappearances by Sarah Turney.
Oh, man. Well, we got so much more coming up. Don't go anywhere. Plus, if you just don't have time today to watch the full show, head on over to podsauce.com and you can check out anything we've talked about. But mostly, sign up for our newsletter. We say this every show. Sign up for our newsletter so we can shoot stuff straight to your email.
We're out here making God proud.
Yeah,
making it easy for you guys. Don't go anywhere. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys, your podcast discovery show. D-Money!
Yep.
It's that time of the year again.
I think you will like this one. So my pick of the week this week is Raiders of the Lost Podcast.
I'm already sold because you know I'm a huge indie fan, Indiana fan. So if it's anything to do with that?
So it is, it's not just Indiana.
Okay.
It is movies in general.
Ooh.
They are a like podcast review, discussion, dive deep mm-hmm. into movies, actors, mm. cinematographers, composers, mm. they do it all.
So far,
so it's hosted by two identical brothers, James and Anthony.
Okay.
I got hooked on this, so I'm a huge Marvel fan. Mm-hmm. I love Marvel. And they dive deep into a lot of Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. So they got into Infinity War, Endgame. But I feel that those movies, there's so much going on, so much content. Sometimes it's hard to follow. Sometimes it's hard to piece together.
Yeah.
And they break it down. Mm. And so I was listening to Endgame, and I'm like, oh, I get why that was there. Oh, and things that I may
little
have missed
Easter
in the movie.
Eggs that they put in there, too.
And they're like popping them all in. Well, if you go back and you're watching, you know, Iron Man 3, this happened, and then they tie it in Infinity War. Like, they're just kind of, they're masters of movie.
Mm.
And they really analyze all the shots, the angles, the music behind it. I mean, it's just, it's stuff that I, as just a person that loves movies, I don't go that deep.
Okay.
I sit back and I enjoy movies, but I don't dive in.
Fair.
And they do. And then they have like a trivia section they go back and forth with. But they did, you know, the new Black Widow movie they got into. They did a trailer review for the new Matrix Resurrections.
Mm.
So it's just fun things that I'm just really interested with what they have to say. And they do a really good job on this podcast kind of presenting everything
the
for
new
the audience.
Siskel and Ebert reload.
They really are. Like, they're good, and you can tell that movies are their passion. Mm. And apparently they have been movie critics since they were very young and just really enjoying it. And they feed off each other and they've got good chemistry because they're identical twins.
Right.
So Raiders of the Lost Podcast.
Okay.
That is my pick for this week. I think you guys will love it. If you're into movies, cinema, any of it, just check it out. It is a really great listen, and you'll find some nugget that you like.
Go to podcast.com so you can get our newsletter and you can hear more in-depth episodes of Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Don't go anywhere in the meantime. This is Podsauce.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Podsauce, guys, your podcast discovery show. Dax, take it away, D-Money.
I am so excited because I have someone that I have known for a very long time, that I'm a huge fan of, Lisa Lampanelli. Welcome to Podsauce.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. And you never age, which really makes me mad, but neither do I, because I'm really pretty.
At least you got the plaid memo for today.
We did.
I feel like the odd person out.
That's okay.
I'm over here dancing for y'all. As y'all have a reunion, I'm like, yay!
Happy time. Yes. I met Dax when he used to be a reporter, in quotes, for TMZ. Nice try. No, but those were back in the days when I was doing comedy.
Sorry.
When I was doing comedy and before I retired from it, and I swear to God, the things I would say to you now, I would never say to another human being. Aww. I would torture him about looking gay and about everything else. Mm. And when I was like, you got married, what's his name? You know, so... You've always been such a good sport about it.
She roasted me so hard, and it was like the happiest time of my life.
Really?
Well, because you get roasted by the queen of roasting. You know, that doesn't happen every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw that you have a podcast.
I
was like, we got to get Lisa on. She's got a podcast. Like, this is my time to give back to her for
it
all
is
the
really
joy
nice of you.
She's brought into my
no,
life.
No, really it is, because it's so weird. We were talking before we started taping about just letting things go and letting things happen. And I literally, after retirement, I was like, okay, I don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. I want to be that person who gardens, who maybe knits. That lasted for like 3 minutes and I want to kill myself.
Fair.
So it was really weird. These two guys... My niece, okay, my niece Emily is a sweetheart, and I do anything my nieces and nephews ask me to do. So she's like, well, my friend's starting comedy, so can you go and critique him? So, I mean, honey.
You said
like,
critique?
How many shows
say
do you get invited
less.
To?
Like a million, but for a niece or nephew, I'm like, okay.
You gotta do
so
it.
I go see him, and even at dinner before, I said to him, now I know you're probably gonna suck. I'm probably gonna have to break your heart. And then I watched him. I was like, oh, my God, there's, like, something funny about him.
Yeah.
So I started hanging with him a little bit, met another
and
one of his
this
friends.
Bo or Nick?
This
sorry.
Is Bo McDowell. Okay. And then I met his friend Nick. And what was wild was I'm like, oh, my God, the conversations you guys have between you as two straight guys, millennials, are so deep and, like, meaningful about big issues like acceptance and vulnerability and fear of success and stuff that only, like, I thought women talked about.
Fair.
I was like... Oh, this is a podcast. And of course, then if you're me, you shoehorn yourself in. And you're like,
this
well,
is a podcast
if you're smart,
I should be in.
And then you said, I am Beyonce. And then y'all
your
can fight
Destiny's
over
Charles.
Who's Kelly and who's Michelle? Just so we're clear.
Trust me, both
Got
of
it.
Them are kind of girly.
No,
but that's what's weird. It was like noticing that they actually were not bro-y at all. Mm. Because I'm so used to that age group of guys, you know, white straight guys being bro-y and like saying, talking crap about women and stuff. I was like, oh, you have feelings.
That's what I love about working with Dax, because I feel like there's a good black woman deep down
deep in
there.
Yes.
Because he understands. And
he gets
and
the struggle.
Yeah, he gets the struggle as a cis white man, but he gets it.
Well, it's like, I think it's just people, how they're raised, the losses they've had, the trauma. One of the guys, Bo, is 4 years sober. Mm. Nick lost his mom when he was 6 years old. I mean, that's stuff that, even if you
life.
Don't talk about it all the time, you kind of have one way, you can go one way or the other. You could turn into a bro-y a-hole who hates women or a real drunk who doesn't recover, or you could become enlightened and figure yourself out.
Yeah. I was going to say, by the way, the name of the podcast is Losers with a Dream. We haven't even said that yet.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you why I named it that. It is so good.
We need to say the name of the podcast, but... On that note, what you're saying with them being so open, I was listening to the episode about even heaven knows we're
miserable now.
Miserable, yes.
Yes, it's misery loves company. Because come on, when you're miserable, isn't it fun to have miserable people around you to drag you down?
No, absolutely. The episode, it was so relatable in regards to their conversation, because you came in, you jumped in, and then you left for a little bit and let them talk. And their conversation about, you know, I have struggles where I'm maybe not to the point of my career, or I'm not to the point of my life, or my relationship, or whatever it is, and you look at someone else's life, and you're jealous, and you take it out on them, and you're, great comedy show, but I hope you get hit by a car the second you leave. You know, like, and I think a lot of people have those same thoughts, but you don't always vocalize them, because it's taboo to vocalize them, and they had this wonderful conversation about how it's not okay to have the thoughts, but they do, and then they realize... But that's just a part of life.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful conversation that you never hear anyone chat.
But
and
I even think that there is an okayness in having those thoughts.
Of course.
Full disclosure, not to negate what you're saying, but I think that it is okay to
think,
why not me?
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Right.
Well, and the fact is, what's great about their conversations, they know that thought is something they want to aspire to never have again.
Fair.
But when you finally accept, I'm going to usually go there. But then catch myself.
But it wasn't the why not me. It's because I feel like everyone can have the why not me. It
For
was
sure.
the I hope the person gets hit by a car.
Yeah, because
no, second
I mean,
thought.
I do that. Okay, I'll tell you something.
There's a couple people walking this earth, and I'm like,
well, my part of it is always I whenever I am like, because I've had weight struggles all my life, you know, I got the weight loss surgery 11 years ago, and it's, you know, it's great because I kept most of the weight off, but it's always on my mind. So part of me is, and this is horrible, but every time I see someone gain weight who I don't like, people I like, I'm like, good. If I see you gain weight, I know the pain you're in. And if I don't like you already, my immediate thought is, good, now you see how I had it after you made fun of me.
Ooh.
But then you catch yourself as a semi trying to evolve person and go, you know what? I have to throw compassion at them.
Yeah.
I have to go, just because you were mean to me doesn't mean that I want you in pain. But I think the great thing that you're pointing out, Dax, is that we're going to have those thoughts, and then you get to them and you work on them.
Yeah.
Like we did an episode on, oh God, judgment. Oh my God. And it literally is ingrained. I read a Harvard study, 6 months old on We Learn to Judge, meaning like little babies have to figure out who to go to survive. So if I'm walking down the street and I'm judging someone as dangerous, I'm like, that's survival mechanism. I have to then stop myself and go, okay, that person has nothing to do with survival right now. I can take care of myself and all that. So I love that we go deep into the subjects, but there's also that, hey, we're still working on ourselves. So there's humor in that.
Yeah.
You know, I could probably never do a podcast that didn't have some humor. That's why I kind of love to poke fun at them a little bit and roast them a little bit.
You roast them a bunch.
I kind of go in kind of hard.
And that, honestly, if you guys are Lisa comedy fans, this podcast fills that void of you not being on stage.
Right, thank
But you giving us that comedy and roasting Nick and Bo, and I loved that. That part makes me want to keep coming back because it's just so funny to hear you rag on them and you know, put them in their place.
Trust me, everything they've felt, I've felt in my youth, you know?
Yeah.
For a shameless plug, Lisa was recently on my Hollywood Raw podcast.
Oh yeah, that was great.
He got so, he was like, she was on a Hollywood Raw podcast.
We dive deep into her life and the roasting and you know, whether she would ever go back to that and some of the rules that they had with, at the roast.
So crazy.
A lot of really fascinating information. So again, shameless plug for Hollywood Raw, but it is a deep dive interview, a long format interview, and I thought it was a really great look at
you should have told me that prior, because then I would have had, I would have been armed and ready to go.
That's okay, that's okay. It's interesting about that, like, old stuff. I mean, talking about the old stuff, when we rehashed a lot of it, I really did enjoy the stage part. But I noticed that, oh my God, every time, every Wednesday, I would be like, oh my God, I gotta pack. I gotta leave my dogs. I gotta leave my mom and dad. I don't know, the planes. And then of course, as someone who was raised by my mom, really had rageaholism, and I would go to rage all the time. I would be yelling at people and stuff, and I'm like, oh wow, it's really nice to live life not yelling at people that much anymore,
because
you remove. You remove, because I did the Minimalist podcast yesterday, and we were talking about how less is more. If you want a happier life, you remove stuff, you don't add stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, by taking away the wrong husband, taking away the too many houses, taking away the career that didn't really seem like it worked anymore, I was like, oh, there's peace in that. So just removing really felt like that's where I'm supposed to be. But the part that we were talking about on there, like the roasting, like the actual stage, it was pretty badass.
What was that moment for you when you woke up that morning and you realized, I'm willing to, and I will be up for losing it all,
right?
Just to step away from this.
Right. Well, I was lucky enough to be raised by parents who were Depression era.
Okay.
So they taught us from like age eight, you know, 20, when you got out of college, you just start saving money. So I was lucky and smart enough to have a business manager who was like socking it away, making me do it. And I'm good at that. I'm really, you should see, like, my stuff does not cost a lot of money. Like, I love a rainbow shop. I love a Target.
My girl.
Like, come on.
Give me some highs.
You know, I used to be like, when I was making huge money, I would be like balling all the time. I was staying up at the Peninsula. I was buying all these bags and shoes and everything. And I was like, clearly, obviously trying to fill the hole and trying to make myself happy through artificial means, which doesn't work. And I go, okay. So I had saved some money, like I said, and I just started noticing my life. The problem was, when you get on autopilot of career and driven, you don't notice your life. You're just running from this to that and this to that, and you just don't breathe. And I think it was my father, when he got sick, I had time to take some time off and take care of, or help take care of him. And I was like, oh, this makes me happier than that does. So it's just noticing, and no action was taken at that time. So then I started doing the road again after he passed, and I was like, Well, this isn't happy. Well, this is weird. Okay, let me notice that. So I think it's everybody just needs to notice their life and discontent. So I don't think there's any one moment where you wake up and go, unhappy, let's quit. And so I call my business manager. Yeah, and I said, you know, what do we need to save? And I want to live in this house my parents built 70 years ago, which was always in my phone as home. Mm-hmm. It always said home. And I was like, oh, that's a sign. Mm-hmm. So he said, okay, we need to do this, this, and this. And you'll never have to work again. And it's not living a ballin' lifestyle. It's living like a human, a suburban human being. Mm-hmm. So I go, okay. And it just was so, the universe just took care of it. I had enough gigs to do that. I got enough self-esteem from connecting with friends and family. My management was totally cool with it. They wanted me to be happy. And then I just said, where can I announce this where it will be taken seriously? I'm like, Howard Stern, of course, because he's always been so good to me. Yeah. Went on there and it just took off. And I was able to relax into this kind of space of figuring out what works. And not even figuring out, letting it happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it never would have occurred to me to do a kind of a podcast that doesn't even have a studio, mm-hmm. like doesn't even have a freaking producer. It's just like we kind of just do
talk,
it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's because it's spiritually fulfilling. Mm. So I think it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Do you as a podcaster, do you listen to other podcasts? Because I think one of the mm-hmm. beauties of this show is we discover other podcasts based on what people are listening to. Is there something that you could recommend that you listen to that you love?
Well, what's really funny is my age group is not podcast listeners. It's literally a younger person's game. So I was late to the podcast party, late to the Instagram. Like, I'm a late adopter of everything. Mm. So my niece,
so you're listening
as you
to
know.
Serial right now?
Yeah, right.
All things true crime, right?
No, my niece, as you know, from she does, and that's why we drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'll listen to podcasts, see what that's all about.
Yeah.
And I had seen a Netflix special called The Minimalists, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, these guys are really cool. It's about less is more, mm-hmm. and it's about really finding more joy in life through less things, less people, less obligations, less busyness. And I was a victim of busyness. So I started listening to them and I was obsessed with it. And it's literally the only Patreon I have. I met with them yesterday and I was like, guys, I actually pay $2 an episode to hear you, you know?
For all the exclusives.
I know. So I love that. It's very spiritual.
Yeah.
There's a couple crime ones that I've tried to listen to, but I kind of like watching documentary better. Mm-hmm. But I would say The Minimalist is like my obsession. I do like the idea. I love Nikki Glaser's podcast. I think she's a badass because she started when she was 17 doing comedy and literally 20 years later is talking about stuff that I would have never had the guts to talk about at 37, like anorexia, like food obsession, low self-worth, just all that stuff. That women even hadn't talked about back then. Mm-hmm. So I listen to her. I really like those. So those two really clean my clock. And usually when I'm driving.
Clean my clock,
baby. Yes, girl. So those are the ones I listen to when I'm driving. Because when I'm at home, I just always have like the TV on in the background. Because I need something to keep me in a good mood. Because I am not a wake up and take on the day girl.
Yeah.
I'm a, oh my God, this sucks.
Rolling
Let
into the day.
Let me figure it out.
Rolling
oh
into the day.
Oh my God, when is that going to end? When
am I going to fast food coffee and get over to the
pasta. Yeah, I know. So I have on my
we were
runs.
Like, girl, dump that in the mug, girl. They didn't cut us a check yet. Dump that, honey.
That's true. So I just have on like Frasier, like old reruns of shows.
Oh my God, I love Frasier.
Isn't it the best?
They joke, they make fun of me, but I'm like, I freaking love
it's
Frasier.
It's the best. I just have on a sitcom from the old days that made me
Makes
feel good.
Makes you feel good. Yeah.
I swear we could have you for the rest of the day.
Oh,
you're
you,
wonderful.
Man.
I know at some point we have to
wrap it up, and
for anyone, because we will have to chop this down a little bit for the airing version, but if you want to watch the full version of this episode,
you need it.
Head on over to podsauce.com where we'll have the whole thing, because you're wonderful.
Oh,
you're
I
really
love you
funny.
Guys.
You're doing good stuff.
You've been good for my soul, honey.
Yay. Oh my God, you too. Thank you so much. This was great. Yeah. And shameless last plug, Losers with a Dream, available everywhere.
Get into it, honey. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys, your podcast. This
Every show.
Ciao.
Show.
All right. So, we here at PodSauce, I like starting it like it makes us sound so professional.
You know what's so funny? First of all, and at some point you're going to give me my credit, white man. I'm the one who started saying, we here at PodSauce believe that if you like Angie and My Lion, say it out loud, Angie, so that, thank you. If we here at PodSauce believe all my neck is going, you about to get all of it.
I didn't say you didn't start it. I said it makes us sound super professional and credible.
It's the way you leaned and then looked at me like, we here at PodSauce believe. Knock it off, Dax. Knock it off.
So anyway,
put it in your words.
I was saying, we here at PodSauce strongly believe that if you like the Daily Show Ears Edition,
you're so petty.
Like Beyond the Scenes.
Talk to me.
Okay, so Roy Wood Jr., he is one of the correspondents from Trevor Noah's show, and he does a whole thing behind the scenes of the Trevor Noah show.
They show you how the sausage is made.
Yeah, but he's giving, let me read how they describe it because it's so perfect and I don't want to mess it up.
Okay.
But they're basically giving listeners an inside look at the Daily Show of Trevor Noah, hear how correspondents, writers, and producers use comedy to tackle a variety of topics from racial injustice to gun control to sex robots. And it's like, he's bringing all the correspondents from the show on. They talk about news stories. They talk about how they develop it, but also talk about how you take a sensitive topic and make it funny.
That's good.
And like you said, like how the sauce is made.
Yeah.
And
like I said sausage. How the sausage is made. See, you didn't even do that expression, right?
How the sauce is made, because we are Pod Sauce!
Oh, my God! Jeez Louise!
So one of the recent episodes, they had therapy in the black community because there's a lot of people seeking mental health treatment, but there's also a lot of obstacles.
Why do we need so much therapy in the black community,
white
man?
It says there's a scarcity of black therapists, stigma within the black community, and a lot of discrimination. So people are having a hard time admitting that they have mental illness or that they need help.
We don't have safe spaces.
Exactly.
1,000%.
So that was one topic. There was how female MCs help shape hip hop. So they're getting into Megan Thee Stallion, Queen Latifah, MC Light. They're breaking that down. And then George Klemper versus Trump supporters.
Who? Who?
So
she doesn't recognize that last name.
So anyway, so we believe if you like the Daily Show Ears Edition, that you will like Beyond the Scenes.
You know what I really do like?
What?
Trevor freaking Noah.
Yeah, he is awesome. Thank you again to Lisa Lampanelli for coming on the show. She was awesome.
Yes, she was.
She's funny as always.
Yeah, I love hearing the evolution of people shedding old skin and then becoming so much more empowered and powerful. Past like negative experiences.
Check out her podcast if you haven't. Losers with a Dream. It's really funny. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
That sounds bad to say that, but I think because I didn't recognize her co-host name, I didn't know what to expect, but she is phenomenal. The co-hosts are great. So check it out. And if you don't know where to go, obviously head on over to podsauce.com because that is the place where we will post links, we'll post show art.
You'll get
post
our newsletter.
Video,
yeah.
Everything is there.
Yeah, it's we run the gamut. Give you all the inside scoop on Dax's picks, Murder Most Foul, which you heard here. Yeah.
Odd Pod. I got one for you next week for
Do
Odd
you?
Pod.
You have a good one?
I got a good one.
Okay.
Anyway, so make sure you follow us on social media. You can find us at The Pod Sauce. We're on Facebook, Instagram, the tweets.
The tweets.
The Twitters.
The Twitterverse.
God, we sound so old. Let's wrap this up.
You sound old. Okay.
You can find me at Dax Holt.
And you can find me at I Am Alicia Renee. Until next time, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Be good to yourselves. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.